I grew up in Kolkata, just hours from a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and never went there. The Sundarban mangrove forests are world famous for the unique trees and shrubs that grow in brackish water that flows into the sea, and as the home of crocodiles and the Bengal tiger that swims its waterways crossing from island to island. But for city dwellers like us, it was just mud and mosquitoes and waterlogged jungle until I went there a couple of years ago. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. It was like no place I'd ever been as we chugged on a motorboat through turgid greenish-brown water. As if through a sunken forest, huge crocodiles sunned on the bank, sliding into the water with barely a splash. Tiny mudskippers hopped around. We didn't see a tiger, but we saw its pug marks in the mud. Our guide, Ashok Mandol, said, "You need patience to go wildlife spotting from the muddy waterways."
In Sundarbans, patience must. Continue 3-hour journey, 4 hours, actually, we didn't see any wildlife. After that, on monitor leisure.
For us, it's now a weekend holiday jaunt in a quaint eco-resort. But for thousands of villagers, these little islands are home. They eke out a living growing rice, collecting honey from its forests, fishing in its channels in the buffer area.
The second part is buffer area. Villagers can go there for fishing or honey collection. 892 square kilometers. And third part is called core area. This is a national park.
When Cyclone Amphan roared into India a few weeks ago, it toppled trees in our garden, knocked out our cable and internet for days. But the Sundarbans absorbed the battering ram of the cyclone before Kolkata. Dr. Nilanjan Ghosh is an environmental economist and director of the Observer Research Foundation in Kolkata.
We know that as far as the forests are concerned, especially the flora part, definitely that has also been destroyed to a large extent, the mangroves.
Hundreds of thousands of people had been evacuated, but their homes were blown away, their fields and fisheries drowned in seawater, livelihoods destroyed.
So while you can definitely, save human lives, what you cannot do is saving their property.
The Sundarbans face a triple whammy. As rivers get dammed upstream, they bring less soil with them, the soil that builds the islands. Meanwhile, with climate change, sea levels are rising.
Over the last 10-15 years, the sea level has risen to the extent of 8 millimeters to 12 millimeters per year in that particular range.
Entire islands are disappearing into the sea, and salt water is invading the land. And as the waters warm up, cyclones are becoming more fierce. The writing is on the wall, says Ghosh.
There has to be what we call a managed and strategic retreat of the population of Sundarbans from the vulnerable regions to safer regions.
He estimates this might mean moving 300,000 to 400,000 people. Not easy.
They have to understand that over the next 15 to 20 years, the place that where they are staying might not be there at all. The island is not going to be there.
Already thousands are leaving because the land can't support them. Every cyclone means thousands more leave to work as cooks, laborers, gardeners, and maids in other parts of India.
And probably, in fact, one youth from every family or every two families, they have moved out and they keep on repatriating the income.
For those who remain, life is tough. Ghosh remembers one man whose home was flooded every high tide.
His hut is underwater and they all have to stay on their beds.
Cyclone Amphan hit India in the middle of the COVID-19 lockdown. As homeless huddle in camps and storm shelters, social distancing has gone for a toss. And because of lack of drainage, it will stay waterlogged for months.
When we are talking of a pandemic, a global pandemic, there is a high possibility of a local level pandemic. All sorts of waterborne diseases can happen.
We get fresh honey from the Sundarbans and tasty striped tiger prawns. But Cyclone Amphan was a warning that time might be running out for those who bring it to us. As novelist Amitav Ghosh, who has written about climate change and the Sundarbans, once said,
"None of this was actually unknown or unpredicted. Martin Heidegger said in 1964, such a long time ago now, he said then that only a god can save us now."
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.